This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. Census projects that people 65 and older will soon outnumber children under 18. This will happen by the year 2035, when a kid born today turns 17. We'll keep an eye on what this means to government funding, Social Security, culture. Today, how aging baby boomer, that generation, is already reshaping senior living. Houston Public Media's Allison Lee visited a project.
Okay, I'll call you back after exercise class.
Marilyn Oliver is talking to her granddaughter, but has to say she'll call her back later. She is a little too busy to talk right now.
Double time. Bounce it. 1, 2, 3.
Oliver is 89 years old. This is the second exercise class she's taken today, and then she has to get ready for the residential happy hour, which happens every day at 4.
Yeah, well, I always have my half a cup of wine.
She lives at Avanti Senior Living in Houston. Its developers say the industry is starting to view assisted living more as hospitality, offering restaurant-style dining and a decor that resembles more of a boutique hotel.
They're marketing to very specific populations.
Vonette Fay is a professor specializing in geriatric care at the Sissick School of Nursing at UT Health in Houston.
They're wanting kind of the same lifestyle that they've had.
She says in the past decade, the number of senior living communities has grown. Along with it, new technology.
There's a real move toward smart homes. They even have sensors in the bed.
To notify somebody when seniors get up. The Pew Research Center estimates there are about 74 million people in the baby boomer generation, and those who've already retired say this kind of service comes with a price. Marilyn Oliver, the senior busy with exercise class, says it takes everything she has to live at Avanti.
A lot of my friends can't afford to live in a place like this.
She says she pays $5,200 a month. That includes meals, activities, transportation, housekeeping, and utilities. Her advice?
Save your money, kids, because it's going to be expensive when you get to be this age.
Oliver says she uses all of her retirement savings, Social Security, and her late husband's military pension to be able to afford to live there. In Houston, I'm Allison Lee for Marketplace.